are suspended.
Sit down, Prince.
Thanks, Mr. Marlowe.
Prince, I'm having trouble.
Fogarty?
Yeah, it's always Fogarty.
So
I don't like it. I'm the kind of a guy who wants things to move along smoothly. Smoothly, Prince, with no troubles, no worries.
Fogarty's a mug. I never liked him.
I don't like him either, Prince. Fogarty's got a good reputation. The suckers who go to his gambling houses figure they've got an even chance of winning. His roulette wheels are honest. His card dealers always use the top of the deck. Fogarty plays the percentages. He doesn't make much, but he makes it steady. For me, I figure anybody who gambles is asking to be clipped.
And how you clip him?
Well, I don't want to wait till I'm 65 before I retire. I want to get it fast. And Fogarty's standing in my way.
He wouldn't be the first guy here pushed out this tightrope, Mr. Marlowe.
Well, I'd rather not push him, Prince.
I don't get it.
The ultimate, Prince. That's what I'm interested in. The ultimate. You know what that means?
Well, it means the top, the highest, is the best.
The best. Yeah. That's what I'd have if Fogarty would front for me.
You want Joe Fogarty to work for you?
That's right.
He'd never do it.
Well, there's no harm in asking. That's why I'm talking to you, Prince.
You want me to?
To see Fogarty.
But, Mr. Miles, that's out of my line.
I'm not forgetting what your specialty is, Prince.
Maybe you better spell this out for me.
Sure. Here.
Certified check. $50,000.
Made out to Joseph R. Fogarty.
I still don't...
Offer it to Fogarty. Tell him I want to buy in as his partner. Now, with him fronting for me, Prince, the customers would flock to my gambling houses.
He'd never be your partner, Mr. Marlowe.
Okay. So that's where your specialty comes in.
Ah, now you're talking.
And now it's your chance to spill it out for me, Prince.
Sure. Tonight, Mr. Marlowe, either you and Joe Fogarty will be partners.
Or
the name of Joseph R. Fogarty will be featured in the obituary column of the Times.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Squeeze Play.
Visit from the boys in blue. Make yourself comfortable, Lieutenant Phelps.
Cut the formality, Joe.
Oh. A social visit, huh?
Well, let's say it's an unofficial call.
Okay, Larry. What's on your mind?
Well, I seem to have run out of cigarettes.
Don't you ever buy any.
On my salary?
There's a pack on the table. Keep them.
How about you?
I've got another pack, something.
Thanks. Had the place redecorated, huh? You know, we've had the same wallpaper and paint at my house for 11 years.
Well, it's been nice, hasn't it?
Okay, we'll get down to business.
Let's.
Officially, Joe, I'm supposed to close down every gambling house you're operating.
Thanks for shutting your eyes.
Unofficially, I realize that people will always gamble, no matter what you try to do to stop them.
You know, if people want to stop gambling, the best place to start is at marriage. A guy has a million. Marries a smart blonde. 2 years later, he's broke and she's moved to the next test. That isn't gambling, brother. Nothing is.
On the other hand, you can get a girl like I did.
Oh, well, you won the gamble.
When are you going to get married, then?
I'm not a gambler, Larry. I play the percentages. And the percentages never fail.
That's my point. You play the percentages, with the law of averages slightly in your favor.
To be exact, they're 2% my way. Covers expenses and pays me off.
But Marlowe isn't interested in only 2%.
I was wondering when he'd come into it.
Marlowe is a sharpie, a fleece artist. We're out to get him.
Why tell me?
Because he's out to get you, Joe. We got that from one of our best stoolies. It's good information.
Larry, I'm a big boy now. I can take care of myself.
I hope so. If there has to be gambling in this town, I want a guy like you to be handling it.
Thanks.
But don't get the wrong idea.
Oh, I know. You love me, but if you get a tip about one of my floating card games, you'll rate it.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, incidentally, thanks for the birthday present you sent to my son.
Ah, he's a good kid. Tells me he wants to be an engineer. When he's old enough to go to college, Larry, I wish you'd let me.
Oh, no. I'll send him.
On your pay?
I can manage.
Just an idea, man.
Yeah. Well, I only dropped over to tip you off about Marlo.
Thanks.
Keep your eyes open, huh?
Come in.
Hello, Fogarty.
Prince.
I just saw Lieutenant Phelps downstairs. Naturally, I didn't let him see me.
Hold it where you are, Prince.
Hey, why the gun?
Turn around.
I've got no hardware, Fogarty.
Turn around.
Sure. See? Nothing but a cigarette case.
What do you want?
Mr. Marlowe sent me.
What does he want?
You know, Mr. Marlowe's got a lot of respect for you, Fogarty.
Well, I'm sorry, it's not mutual.
Oh, that don't make any difference. Partners don't have to like each other.
Partners?
Yeah.
Paramount Theater is four blocks west.
I'm not trying to be a comedian, Fogarty. Look. A certified check for $50,000. Made out to you.
I still say the Paramount Theater is four blocks west.
There are lots of advantages to being partners with Mr. Marlowe.
And I don't like any of them.
The answer's no.
Here's the answer. Take the pieces back to Marlowe.
He's going to be disappointed.
And tell Marlowe that if he's going to send somebody after me, I'll be ready.
No. He got Mr. Marlowe wrong. He doesn't want any trouble. In fact, he'll probably make you another offer.
The answer will be the same.
Too bad. You got a lot of customers. You and Mr. Marlowe would do fine.
Okay, if I smoke, I'll go right ahead. But don't stay around too long. One of my friends might arrive and get the wrong idea.
You don't like us, do you?
That's right.
Well, don't take it out of me, Fogarty. I only work for Mr. Marlowe. To show you I got no hard feelings here, have a cigarette, big-hearted princess me. Go on.
Thanks.
Light? Well, maybe I'll be seeing you again soon, huh?
Don't bother.
And there's no chance of you changing your mind?
No chance.
Not even if Mr. Marlowe ups his offer to $100,000?
No matter what he offers.
Okay, Fogarty. It's your funeral. Check. I gave him a cigarette. One of those special ones.
Did anybody see him?
No.
Please.
needle will take effect in a few moments. Thanks. The ambulance will be here in a short while. Mr. Fogarty, you say you were poisoned?
Yeah.
Well, do you know what kind of poison?
That cigarette. Ashtray.
Oh. This one?
Yeah, that one. Terrain.
Huh? Don't you worry, Mr. Fogarty. The ambulance will be here soon, and...
Did you say Terrain?
Yes.
Heard something about that stuff. Chemical poison. Newly developed.
That morphine I gave you, has it taken effect?
I think so.
Good. Well, the ambulance...
That ambulance isn't going to do me any good. You know it.
Mr. Fogarty...
Once Turin gets into your lungs, finished.
No, we can operate.
Ah, don't try to kid me, Doctor. I read all about Turin. How long will the morphine last?
Well, quite a while.
Uh-huh. How long before I'm finished? How long? I want it straight.
Perhaps a half hour.
Half an hour. Well, that just gives me time.
And it won't entirely take unless you rest.
Rest? Sit down and wait to die.
There's still a chance. Perhaps there isn't much terrain in your lungs.
I can feel him doing his work. I'm getting up.
Mr. Fogarty,
try to stop me.
But if you leave this apartment, you won't have any chance at all.
And if I stay, Marlowe gets away with it.
Marlowe? Perhaps you'd better give me all the particulars, Mr. Fogarty.
So you can pass him on to the police?
Well, yes.
That won't be necessary, Doctor.
Stay there.
No, I'm going.
Where?
Read the papers and you'll find out.
I can't let you leave.
Please. Out of my way.
No. There, that's the ambulance. We'll have you at the hospital in a few minutes.
I haven't got the time to argue it out with
you. Mr. Foley.
Sorry, Doctor.
Hold it there, Prince.
Sure, Tony. I want to see Mr. Marlowe.
He's expecting me.
I guess he is, but I still got a check. That's what I get paid for.
Yeah, go ahead. Check.
Yeah, Tony.
The Prince is here, Mr. Marlowe.
It's okay, Tony.
All right, Mr. Marlowe. You can go straight up, Prince.
Thanks.
I'm puffing on the cigarette before you left, huh?
I watched while he took a couple of deep drags.
How much of the stuff was in the cigarette?
Plenty.
How long does it take to finish a guy off?
Half an hour or so.
Can doctors help?
Not a chance.
He could yell out, he could name you.
2 minutes after the stuff is inhaled, the pain stops.
The pain is so bad that a guy can't yell.
He can't do anything.
But if he guessed what was in that cigarette...
How could he, Mr. Marlowe? I gave him no clue. I acted like it was just a business deal that didn't come off.
There's no chance that he could run off and go to the cops.
Pain would be too tough. By the time he figured what had hit him, it'd be too late. You've got nothing to worry about, Mr. Marlowe. The city's yours.
Yeah, but the cops are going to think of me right away.
You got an alibi fixed?
I always have. You and I were playing cards with Tony and George.
How much did I win, Mr. Marlowe?
I'll get you free from the safe, and then we'll have a drink.
Just drop me on the corner of 7th and 56th, right?
Yes, sir.
You all right, sir?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
You sure?
You look kind of white. Stomach ache, that's all.
There's a drugstore on the corner of 7th and 56th.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Uh-huh.
Here we are.
Well said.
That'll be it. Keep the change.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Got to hold out. Got to.
Yes, sir?
Want to use your phone?
Just over there, sir.
Thanks. Lieutenant Phelps, it's very important.
Hello, sir. Hello? Lieutenant Phelps speaking.
Larry, this is Joe Fogarty.
Yeah? What is it, Joe?
You were right about Marlowe.
Huh?
He got to me.
What's wrong? What happened?
No time to explain. You know where Marlowe lives?
Yeah.
How long will it take you to get there?
Across town, about 7 minutes or so.
Perfect.
Hey,
you'll see when you get there.
Yes, sir. Go on.
I hope you're home, Marlo.
Hold it.
What do you want?
I'd
like to see Mr. Marlowe.
Is he expecting you?
Yeah. My name's Fogarty.
I know who you are. I'll have to ring through to find out if Mr. Marlowe is available.
Oh, he's home. Good.
Hey.
Don't force me to press this ticket. Turn around. Now, I'll tie you up, and then Marlowe.
I think you better make yourself scarce for a while, Chris.
Okay, Mr. Marlowe.
No drinking. Just sit tight. The cops might want to talk to you.
I was playing cards with you all day. I won $2,000.
Don't forget to get rid of those trick cigarettes.
Right.
No scram.
So long, Mr. Marlowe.
Step back, Prince.
Fogarty! How'd you get in here, Fogarty?
I tapped your guard on the head.
What? What do you want?
Well...
What's the matter?
Princess brand a cigarette. Don't agree with...
I don't know what you mean.
You've got nice eyes working for you. Real cute.
We don't get you, Fogarty.
Take off those cigarettes.
Huh?
Do as I say, or you got a bullet.
Do like he says, Prince.
Okay, okay. There, Fogarty.
Open the case. Now give Marlowe a cigarette.
Fogarty.
A cigarette or a bullet. What'll it be? Here goes.
Wait. All right. I don't know what this is all about. I'll take a cigarette.
Now. Light it. Please. You and me, Marlowe.
No. Look. Wait a minute, Fogarty.
Put that cigarette in my mouth.
Whatever Prince said, it was on his honor. On his honor, I tell you. I asked him to offer you a deal, that's all.
Sure. And there's probably nothing at all wrong with these cigarettes, so I'll have one with you. Light, Marlowe. Come on, have a light, Marlowe.
No.
Then there is something wrong with you.
Look, I tell you,
you sent Prince to get me.
You wanted this town for yourself?
No!
Well, then smoke that cigarette. Go on, smoke! Oh, my God!
Stay where you are!
What's the matter, Fogley? Can't you see me?
I'll take that chair!
Thought you had me, didn't you?
I've still got you.
Oh, no. Oh, this room is soundproof. Nobody heard those shots. I'll get rid of your body along with Prince's.
Then you take over this town.
Yeah. I'll just put the finishing shot in you, and then I'll get down here.
Cock, Larry! Watch out for him.
Drop it, Marlowe.
Now look, he came in here. He tried to kill me.
Maybe. We'll find out later. But drop that gun.
He won't. He knows he's finished.
I'm not finished yet.
Now he's finished.
Larry.
See, that won't. Not too bad. I'll get it, Doc.
No. No, I'm done. Listen. Those cigarettes in the case.
Yeah.
Prince gave me one. Twice. Turane.
Turane?
Yeah. So, don't smoke them. For once, by your own.
Tonight's Peril story, Squeeze Play.